This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Impeaching President Trump for exactly the same thing that Joe Biden did. He threatened the aide if they didn't fire someone, and supposedly the president did if they didn't investigate someone. So it sounds exactly like what Joe Biden did, and if they weren't going to impeach Joe Biden, they'd look like, you know, hypocrites.
McConnell is the majority leader, so it's his prerogative to set up rules. In the past, there's always been consultation with the minority leader, and I hope he will consult with us and we can get some fair bipartisan rules like was done in the last impeachment situation with Bill Clinton.
Two different versions of what's going to go down starting this upcoming Wednesday. Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, and Senator Chuck Schumer from New York, Democrat. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. So get your popcorn ready. And if possible, if you can't do it because you have to actually work and do some things in between, we'll set it up for you here on this show and give you the skinny on what you should care about. Was there any bombshells and all that stuff in between? So what's next in this impeachment inquiry is what I said. D-Day is Wednesday. The Democrats, The Democrats are saying the House is going to hold that public impeachment hearing that day, and they're going to start with the ambassador to the Ukraine, the acting ambassador to the Ukraine, William Taylor. So remember, in that closed-door testimony, Taylor described, I love this, Washington is a snake pit of bad actors who are willing to cut off aid to the Ukraine as they battled Russian-backed separatists, a situation he described as a nightmare scenario. All right, so the list of events, I got the list of events. I went through the list of events, you know, kind of like a party planner, seeing if there was anything I thought that was going to be new or different or exciting. And the answer to the question is, of course, we don't know at this point. George Kent, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, also responsible for the Ukraine, will testify on Wednesday as well. So all the documents, all of that becomes public. If we wind the clock back and you go back to the beginning of October, the president said that a White House transcript of an April call he had with the president of the Ukraine would be released on October 12th. And our, you know, so we're going to see that transcript supposedly, right? That's when that whole thing started. Then you had Taylor, who testified behind closed doors. And as I said, he's now going to be the first one in the open hearings. Taylor said he believed that the U.S. defense aide and a Trump-Zelensky meeting were conditioned on the agreement to investigate the Bidens, and it could have benefited Trump politically. And then you've got the former ambassador of the Ukraine. She's going to throw up her public testimony, and that's Marie Yovanovitch. So she'll do her public thing too, and she'll talk about her removal as the U.S. ambassador of the Ukraine. And then Gordon Sondland urging her to publicly support Trump to save her job. By the way, while all of this is going on, about this impeachment inquiry, November 21st, coming up pretty soon, the federal government could shut down unless Congress approves a dozen spending bills to fund a bunch of agencies. So I guess we wouldn't have those public hearings, would we? Because how could we fund that? Would everything be closed down if that were the case? Yikes. So just keep following along. Don't worry. I've created a matrix, a grid, if you will, so that we can follow the bad actors and we can follow the information flow and decide where this all ends up in the end. And, of course, you heard what Senator Rand Paul said. There is pressure for Hunter Biden to have to testify. Republicans are telling Adam Schiff, We've got to be able to hear Hunter Biden. He's got to testify in this impeachment inquiry. his name keeps coming up. And if this is at the center of all of this and that phone call back in July, then this is what should happen. So why can't he be called? In fact, Senator John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, if you don't know his name, he was on the Sunday Swirl. That's what I call the talking political head shows on the tube. He was on Face the Nation. And he said that if Schiff and the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi prevent the Republicans from calling their own witnesses, they would be doubling down on stupid. That's what he said. Doubling down on stupid. That sounds like a hashtag, doesn't it? He said if those witnesses don't testify, that all of us, the American people, are going to look at this and say, I get it. They're going to give the president a fair and impartial firing squad. That they have, so he's saying they have to do it, or it's not fair. You can't call Hunter Biden and you can't call the whistleblower. Well, that's, he says, that's a sham. That's not even a real trial, is what Senator Rand Paul went on to say, because you heard a little bit of him there at the top. Even Congressman Will Hurd from Texas said, I'd love to hear Hunter Biden. And Hurd's a moderate. He's been critical of the president. He said, you know, listen, it's been a partisan exercise from the very beginning. And that in past impeachment proceedings, the minority had been allowed to call their own witnesses if you go back and look at what's happened in history. What did the president say? Because he communicates through the Twittersphere, he said, corrupt politician Adam Schiff wants people from the White House to testify in his and Pelosi's disgraceful witch hunt, yet he will not allow a White House lawyer, nor will he allow any of our requested witnesses. This is a first in due process and congressional history. So I get it. I agree with Hurd. As I said, he's even a moderate. And he's saying, you know what, this hasn't happened in the past, so you got to be able to kick open the door for both of this, and I would say to it, to that end, why wouldn't you do that? If this is going to be, okay, here's everything we know, then I think Hunter Biden would have to be there, would want to be there, right? Because what kind of conspiracies are floating around about the 2016 election or not, and this you know, interference, supposedly, that the president pressed the Ukraine to conduct for his personal political benefit, well, then that has to be flushed out if that's what the Bidens are going to say. So that witness list does need to include the whistleblower. I don't get it. Am I missing something here? There are 15 witnesses so far in this impeachment inquiry. That's what we've seen so far. Are we going to see the second call with Zelensky? Supposedly that's coming out before Wednesday. What's that call going to say? So I agree. I mean, let's get everything out there. Because if you look at Hunter Biden and you look at the Burisma company and you look at the Ukraine and the whole natural gas thing, if he was sitting on the board of the natural gas company in the Ukraine, what would be the harm of that anyway? But Democrats are saying Hunter Biden's testimony would not be pertinent. That's why they're saying it. They're saying it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any sense. In fact, Congressman Sean Maloney, a Democrat from New York, said he didn't see what information Hunter Biden, who is a private citizen, who didn't break any laws by sitting on a board of directors, would have about the president's withholding of military aid to the Ukraine. But are there certain questions that could be asked that would be relevant? If you want to throw in your two cents, you know, I don't have to dance alone. You can jump on 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you the same as I do is a threefold you so being.
Kicking off the week here on the show, Kate Delaney, what a weekend in sports it was. We're going to go into the man cave coming up next. And a big juicy reminder to all of you, especially if you just tuned in for the first time and you're listening to me in Tucson and Tampa, Florida and Portland, Oregon and New Orleans in Connecticut, and you want to play, we do have some fun on this show and prizes to give away, because on our Wednesday show, in our third segment, we do this thing called Nail the Score. I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You could hate football, but just think of it as, yeah, I'm kind of playing bingo, but I'm not getting any ink on anything. And I'm just picking a winner, and I'm just giving you a score. So if I win, sweet, I get bragging rights. And if you do like football, I guess it's fine, too. It doesn't matter. It's about having a little fun with the NFL and some prizes that I have. Nail the politician. Seems that was the very, very long time. But Nikki Haley dropped her own little bomb days. And what did Nikki Haley have to say? She's claiming that top aides tried to recruit her to save the country by undermining the president. So she said there was some pressure that she was feeling that she should, the Trump. Two of the president's trusted senior advisors were undermining him, is what she's saying. And former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was one of them, and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly another. her to work around and subvert the president, but she refused to do it. She wrote about it in her new book, With All Due Respect, which describes Tillerson as exhausting and Kelly as suspicious of her access to Trump. Kelly and Tillerson confided in me, she says, that when they resisted the president, they weren't being insubordinate. They were trying to save the country. It was their decisions, not the president's, that were in the best interest of America, they said. The president didn't know what he was doing. That's what she wrote. That's what she said. The two men that he had close to him were stabbing him in the back, basically. Tillerson, in fact, went so far to say to Nikki Haley, listen, people are going to die if he's unchecked. Wow. He hasn't responded to anybody for any comments on what she's saying in this book. But, you know, it's getting released this week, so the timing is perfect because of this whole impeachment thing, I suppose, right? And she didn't really, in her book, trash Trump. You know, she didn't do that. She said that she had an obligation to carry out his wishes since he was the one elected by the voters. Okay, you got to give her props for that, right? Democrat, Republican, you serve at the pleasure of the president if you're in that spot, or you get out of there if you don't agree with whoever is president. Anyway, the former South Carolina governor, viewed as Republicans as a top potential presidential candidate in 2024, has repeatedly tried to minimize really differences with the president while distancing herself from whatever excessive or crazy other sidebar things have gone on. And she did say she backed most of the foreign policy decisions by the president that others tried to block or slow down, including withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal and the Paris Climate Accord and the relocation of the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. You know, there you go. So that could be interesting, some of the other points I think that she made. But the big thing is that she's saying, hey, Tillerson was trying to throw him under the bus and trying to get me to help do it, and so was Kelly, who was the White House chief of staff. So there, you know, there is your titillating gossip, I suppose, from her book. But I believe what she's saying because of how she said it, and because if you watch it, what Nikki Haley was doing when she was in that role and how she said it, that she served, you know, under the president and his wishes. Well, if you look at the Obama administration, if you look at the Clinton administration, if you look at the Carter administration, and then you look at other Republican administrations, I mean, that's the name of the game, right? And when you don't agree, or when you go wildly to the other side and do something illegal, of course, you can get pinched in the middle of it. And we've seen that, like Watergate with Nixon. So that's pretty interesting how this is all playing out, right? You know, and the Senate, by the way, can jump into the middle of this. Mitch McConnell doesn't have to hide behind any podiums because nothing's been revealed by this Ukrainian investigation that supports a yes vote or any kind of an impeachable offense by the House or offense of any kind to anyone familiar with what's happened in our past with back channels, foreign affairs, that kind of stuff. Hugh Hewitt echoes my sentiments. He wrote a great piece in the Washington Post where he talked about exactly what I've been saying. Show us the evidence. Show us what's there. And so you've got Rudy Giuliani, who is out there representing the president, and what his touches are. So the stakes were high for the president in sending out Giuliani. But he's what's really tripped up, I think, some of this, and what's going to come out with that will be, I think, pretty interesting. And if you go back and you look at Bill Clinton, five Democrats voted to impeach Bill Clinton. So this House investigation and these secret hearings and these leaks that are only a little leaked in whatever direction they want is very partisan. I mean, it is. There are plenty of Democrats who are saying the same thing. Because really, if you're a Democrat, you want it to be pure as a driven snow. Because if you're trying to if you're trying to drive a coffin in this president, a nail in the coffin of this presidency, then you want it to be above board and not be accused of partisanship. But it looks like this is going to be that, because certainly that was the purely partisan vote to impeach from the House. If you think about it, that's the since 1868, I want to say, something like that. So fair process, what kind of precedent does it set? It's interesting. It's interesting to watch how this is traversing and how it's going to unfold next week. But anyway, not to get lost in all this and go down a rabbit hole like Alice in Wonderland, but the rules of the Senate, and this is what I was trying to do over the weekend. The Senate has to approve a motion to proceed to consider the articles of impeachment. And it is at that time that senators, even those that are critical of the president for other reasons, have to look at what's happening with this whole impeachment proceeding and what does that mean for the rights of the presidents that are coming down the road. Because when those articles arrive in the Senate, that's a key moment. And what's going to happen there when that happens? Think about it. I'm thinking in my head about Trent Lott launching the Senate trial for Bill Clinton, or of Bill Clinton, on the opening day of the new Congress in 1999. But he did it with a unanimous consent request for the motion to proceed. There was no objection. And it was worked out in advance with the Democratic leader then, Tom Daschle, because, of course, Trent Lott, Republican from Mississippi. What happens when we look at McConnell and the Republicans? How is this going to proceed? What's going to happen here? Pretty interesting. And will those witnesses come? Will those witnesses be called that the Republicans wanted? That's also part of it. So that's something to consider when I talk about the buzz in your backyard and mine and what affects us. This affects us because this affects the presidency, affects future policies and how things are interpreted that can bring down a president of, by the way, any sort in the future. Democrat, Republican, independent, who knows? I mean, you care about the Constitution. You care about this political volleyball because it matters for the sake of the country and for the future of our processes. I mean, if we're the greatest country on the face of the earth with the best democratic processes in place, then we want to protect that at all costs and not make this a purely partisan play. It's the us's and the them's. We won, you didn't. This is definitely not partisan. We are going in the man cave. I'm opening the door, and I'll meet you there in a few minutes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Binman is apparently on his way out at the National Security Council. He had recently testified on Capitol Hill about President Trump's phone call with the President of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells CBS's Face the Nation, as planned, He's shrinking the council.
We're streamlining the National Security Council. There are people that are detailed from different departments and agencies. My understanding is Colonel Vindman is detailed from the Department of Defense. So everyone who's detailed at the NSC, people are going to start going back to their own departments, and we'll bring in new folks, but we're going to get that number down.
Public hearings on the impeachment inquiry begin on Wednesday. Police have fired tear gas and protesters broke windows as anti-government demonstrators took to the streets in Hong Kong once again. At least one person was shot during the protest. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
Tannehill looking, looking, firing over the middle. Caught. Humphreys five. Humphreys in zone. Touchdown, Titans.
Second and goal at the 7-yard line. So really, Chubb didn't get anything on that first down carry. And out come the Browns with Higgins going out wide to the right. Three in a triangle to the left. In the backfield, Nick Chubb on the right hip of Mayfield from the Buffalo 7. On second down, he's back. He settles. He settles. He's throwing. End zone. Touchdown. It's Rashard Higgins.
Gotta love those calls. Wow. Thanks to Westwood One for that, my pals there. We are in the man cave. We'd be talking about a wacky week in the NFL. Titans pulling that out against the Chiefs. Pat Mahomes was back, made some gutsy plays, threw for 446 yards. Wasn't enough. Titans prevail 35-32. And the Browns, knock, knock, just when I was wondering, what is going on in Cleveland? Baker Mayfield tosses 2 touchdown passes. They snap that 4-game skid with that 19-16 win over the Bills. There were some real surprises, like the lowly Falcons taking it to the Saints in New Orleans, 26-9. My goodness, who that nation? What do you think? I know you're listening. Drew Brees, one of my faves, 287 yards. But, oh, my gosh, Matty Ice, thrown for 182 yards and 2 touchdowns that matter, putting a stamp on it. 13 unanswered points in that fourth and final quarter. It was all about the Falcons in that one. In a who cares game, the Jets beat the Giants 34-27. For the Giants, Saquon Barkley is one of their stars, certainly on the ground, the running back they picked up 2 years ago. He talked about what it's like to play in this game and for the Giants to be where they are.
Yes, frustration, disappointment, anger, everything you said. No one wants to be 2-8. No one wants to have a losing record. Yes, everyone's upset. Everyone's frustrated.
I like that. Everyone's upset. Everyone's frustrated. They might need to make a change. Change is coming to Giant Nation, I think. I can feel it. You know, you don't get much time when you're a coach anyway. It seems like 2 seconds, and if you don't win, you're out. The Cowboys held the Vikings to 43 yards on 12 carries in the first half. The Vikings go-ahead drive that ended in Dalvin Cook's touchdown, though, ran for 11 times for 62 yards. Wow. The Cowboys, what happened? Amari Cooper had 3 unbelievable sideline catches that just I couldn't believe in this game, in the Sunday night game, where the Cowboys lost to the Vikings 28-24. Dak Prescott threw for almost 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. Wow, wow, wow. So they have these leads, and they're giving them back, something they're going to have to think about, because this could have been a very big win for them. They had a chance to make a statement, and they failed, because a loss is a loss. The defense, just to try to get off and on the field, problems in the fourth quarter. So now they're tied with the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC East, although they hold the tiebreaker with their one win against the Eagles. But, oh my gosh. So now the road to the playoffs going through the NFC East is not going to be easy, and their games down the stretch are not easy. That was a real surprise, I think, because it was a good game all the way through, but it looked like the Cowboys, despite a few miscues, were going to be able to pull this out, and they did not. It's a big win for the Vikings, though. They're 7-3. Now, how about the Steelers? Defense was big for them. That's what it was really about. And the Rams are questioning what's going on. 17-12, the Steelers beat the Rams. That's a big win for the Steelers because they're 5-4, 4-2 at home. I know we've got Packer fans listening. Packers 8-2. They beat the Panthers 24-16. It was a thrilling finish in that game. Just like the Dolphins beat the Colts, they're 2-7, 16-12. The Buccaneers needed a win, and they got it, 30-27 over the Cardinals. So they picked up their third win. Bengals are still the Bungles. They are 0-9. Yeah. Ravens crushed them 49-13. Lamar Jackson looks like a world beater. He could put the ball wherever he wanted it. And the Bears won. Mitch Trubisky threw 3 touchdowns, and they beat the Lions 20-13. Yeah. So how about that? The Monday night game is the 49ers and the Seahawks, but it's strange because, you know, you look at week 10, and now we're getting to that point where, you know, you got November, December, and then we're into the playoffs. So anything that's going to happen, any kind of bold moves have to happen now. And you're seeing in some of these games ridiculous penalties that are costly. And, you know, it's like you heard Saquon Barkley, who was banged up in that game, and he had a career-low 1 rushing yard on 13 carries in that loss to the Jets, and he struggled, too. He was banged up. He was getting x-rayed after the loss, and, you know, he was asked about the injuries and whether it affected his play, and he wouldn't answer that question, but he was a little bit banged up. But he was just dominated. He was just dominated, just like the Giants were in so many cases. So the Giants are in their bye week. They are 2-8, but they're going nowhere quickly. And Vinatieri, you know, when you talk about being a kicker, somebody asked me one time, if you could play football, what position would you play? I'm like, the kicker, of course, but hopefully I'd make those kicks. Colts coach Frank Reich was really always the defender of his struggling kicker, who's a superstar in the NFL at one point in his life, Adam Vinatieri. But now he's having more and more problems. He missed another extra point in that loss to the Dolphins on Sunday. His missed extra point ruined a chance for the Colts to have an opportunity to kick a field goal to send the game into overtime because they needed a touchdown to win. They were stopped on fourth down at Miami's 8-yard line with 40 seconds to go, and that was it. That's when those extra points really come into play when you miss them. So the Colts are a game behind Houston, the AFC South. And Vinatieri has been responsible for two of the losses, the Chargers in week one, Steelers in week nine, and then that potential deal with Miami with a missed extra point. So if we were in the man cave, you know we'd be talking about that, right? We would be talking about things like Adam and his leg and coaches that probably will go. And we would also be talking about how about LSU. LSU now number one in the nation. So if people are listening in Louisiana, I know you all are, that is huge. And Alabama. Oh, I have so many friends that were miffed about Alabama. They don't lose in Tuscaloosa, and they lost. It had been such a long time. Last time for LSU to beat them, Les Miles, 2011, for that to happen. Historically, that you just don't see that. So now with the AP poll out, LSU is number one. We'll see what the college football poll says. But they got 54 first-place votes in the top 25, Ohio State number two. Clemson was third. Alabama fell to four. So Alabama was still in the top four. Georgia was fifth. Oregon, sixth. Minnesota, this is huge, number seven. Minnesota, the Gophers, beat the Nittany Lions. So they were getting no respect. They were 17 in the polls, and they jumped all the way up, and I'm sure they will in all the other polls, but they jumped up to number seven. That is big, big news for them. So how about that? Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see these final calls in these last couple of weeks as to who those four teams are going to be that play in the semifinals to be crowned ultimately the college football champions, because there can be lots of arguments over who should be there, who are the four teams, because with four teams, that means you got five power conferences, somebody automatically doesn't get in, and you got teams with one loss. Is Alabama completely out of the whole thing, or is Alabama still in it? Do they still have that possibility of being one of those four teams? And of course, they do, but will they? Will they? Mm. And then you got the Raptors, by the way, a quick hoop note, beating the Lakers 113-104. The Lakers are 7-2. You forget that we're still early in this season. It seems like they've been up and down the hardwoods more than that many times. But I think it's because by the time the season wraps up, it's not too long before, poof, here we are, preseason, and then we're into the regular season just like that in a blink of an eye. So you look at the Lakers and the Raptors, and then you look at the Knicks, and you think about their season, a 21-point blowout loss at home to the Cleveland Cavaliers on Sunday. The Knicks are not happy with where they are 10 games into the season. The Knicks are 2-8. They're just getting crunched almost in every game. I guess they don't have playoff expectations, but they were hoping to be better, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. We're going down the stretch next.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Of this hour, I'm going to tie it all up in a nice little bow for you. Maybe not that nice. Get out the winter coats. We have to talk about weather because a wide swath, as they describe it, of our nation, you're bracing for some cold, wintry weather. We're talking about smashing records from some of my favorite places. New Mexico to New Jersey. Look out. Parts of Michigan. You guys are used to this, right? There's all kinds of record lows that are getting ready to happen on Tuesday. They're talking about parts of Texas dropping to 16 degrees. I did the weather once. I was terrible, but I'd like to pay attention to the weather. High temperatures on Monday in some places that could definitely bomb all the way down. When you look at a weather map, I was talking to someone about the forecast who is in the weather business and has been in the weather business for a long time. And they're just saying, you know, this is the rollout. This is winter. It's here. And we're talking about record colds in Ohio and some of the southern plains and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here's what you got to watch for. And this is the reason I bring it up. Because, you know, I think we fall into this sort of sense of security. Oh, okay, it's the weather's good, it's fine. And look, we drive around in cars. Most of us are driving some kind of vehicle, right? Throw your stuff in there. Throw your layers in there. Why do we not do that? Because it's going to be icy and slippery in some cases. And let me tell you, nothing like taking a fall on some slippery black ice that you don't see. Ugh, the worst. And then with that, so it's that rain that freezes up. Anyway, we're going to have an Arctic blast, and that's happening in a lot of the places that I just mentioned. It's going to seem like mid-January in the upper Midwest. So, you know, you just bundle up, right? You just bundle up. That's what you do. That's what we do when it comes to that kind of weather. I mentioned Wednesday is the big rollout of we can see it, we can hear it, this is what's happening in our nation's capital when it comes to this impeachment inquiry. And you can bet it's going to be wall-to-wall coverage, but it's going to be tricky. I think it's going to be tricky to see how things proceed, especially because the Republicans have really been locked out of this process so far. Anybody who travels, you know that you hate to hear these travel stories. You get on and off planes and you think, phew, it was easy for me. Boy, the people were nice. They helped me put my stuff in the overhead. No hassle. There was even a seat in between. And then you hear about some of these crazy stories. There was a man seated next to a woman, and he was harassing her, started, like, touching her arms, all this sort of stuff. And then he started to grab her, try to grab her in other places. So this was on an American Airlines flight. Now he faces charges of abusive sexual conduct for this groping of a stranger on a plane headed for Salt Lake City, diverted to Oklahoma earlier last week. And so the FBI now is saying, listen, there are assaults on flights, and they're starting to warn the public of a serious federal crime, that this is serious, that it's increased from where it was in 2014. It's jumped up to six, you know, went from like 38 in 2014 to 63, and they say they don't even think some of the crimes have been reported. So luckily, in the case of what happened here, quickly people, you know, flight crews moved the woman and the daughter to another part of the plane, and they immediately dealt with all of this, and etc. But I mean, you know, my brother used to say it, and I think there are wonderful, nice people. And I go on the side of we meet some great people, and there are interesting people everywhere you go, but there's some cretins, and here was one of them. And apparently that sometimes this happens, and it's more than you think because of what the FBI and the Seattle division, what they said. They released a news, they had a news release that they put out, and they said, there's a perception on an airplane that you're in a bubble of safety, but you're not. You're not in a bubble of safety. So I guess it's just a big warning to be safe. And can you imagine the other people on that plane? They think, okay, hey, this plane is headed for Salt Lake City. Poof, here we go, no problem. That's all fine. We're going from Charlotte, we're going to get to Tulsa, I mean, we're going to get to Salt Lake City, and then all of a sudden they get diverted. Now, of course, the guy apparently was bombed out of his mind. In his early 30s, had been imbibing in who knows what, but he was super, super intoxicated. So they jailed him, they've definitely charged him, etc., and for what? What a crazy thing to happen. And just a warning that you're not in a bubble. Yeah, you're not in a bubble, even if it seems like it. So we go from that story on the airlines to a couple of other things that have been discussed over the weekend. You know, the president was at that LSU-Alabama game, and he was greeted with lots of applause, but there were, of course, some protesters that were around, and there was a man who slashed open a giant baby Trump balloon with a knife during the president's trip to Tuscaloosa for that football game. He's now free on bond, and he said in a video, because we live in a world where we record everything, right? He said in a video that he'd do it again if given the opportunity. It was a 20-foot inflatable character in a park near Bryant-Denny Stadium ahead of the game, and it was looming in the crowds outside, so someone ran up and cut that 8-foot gash in the side. And after he sliced the balloon and he tried to run, they picked him up, and you get charged with first-degree criminal mischief. It's a felony. He was released on $2,500 bond. You know, after his release, he put that Facebook Live video on, saying, this is what he said. He stood in front of a TV with the game playing, and he said, some liberals tried to come to my hometown and start trouble. That ain't happening. I did get arrested. I got charged. That's all right. I do it again, given the opportunity. And the baby Trump balloon, that's the third time in the last couple of weeks that the president has been at a sporting event where he's either been greeted with boos or chants or whatever. But at this Alabama LSU game, he was welcomed in the stadium. There was, of course, some boos, but there was lots of cheers and chants and people screaming USA, USA for the most part. Right? So there you go. And that game turned out to be such an incredible game. The quarterback for LSU, Joe Burrow, is having just a magical season, and he could win the Heisman. He certainly is one of the Heisman hopefuls, just like Tua Tagovailoa on the other side for Alabama. He would be considered for the Heisman, too. So that was actually a really, really, really great game. And I thought the protest was so minimal that really if this guy thought about it, and now, of course, because he puts a video out, they can use that. It was so tiny compared to other places where there's been bigger protests that it wasn't really even that significant. So stabbing the balloon for what? For what ends up costing him some money? I guess he made his statement, though, and that's, you know, that's the bottom line. So as we wrap up this hour of the show, a couple of quick reminders. Don't forget about Nail the Score. That happens on Wednesday in our third segment, where you call in or send me an email and tell me what you think the final score of the game that I pick as the game of the week is going to be and who's going to win it between the two teams. Thanks for listening. I'm out of here. Make it count, everybody.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.